here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Race of Life. Told you I was going to try to bring it back at some point, and we're going to go through it. Because this is a hell of a game, and I definitely want to cover it. We got other premieres, so look forward to them. Matter of fact, they're going to be coming up today. You're going to see some stuff we've never done before. New games. There's always new ones coming out. I cannot keep up with the amount of adult visual novels that are coming out. This is my neighbor, Maggie. She moved in recently, but I don't know much about her, except that she's smoking hot. Oh, hi, Grim. Just getting home? Yeah, went out for dinner with a friend. That's nice. By the way, your dog was barking for a little while. Did you leave him food? Yeah, Bobby has plenty of food and water. Knowing him, he's probably barking his own tail. Bobby sounds fun. Maybe he and Angel can have a doggy play date someday. How come I never heard your dog? That's why I call her Angel. She's the best behaved dog on the planet. Well, I hope that rubs off on Bobby. As long as that's all that rubs off. I don't want to be a grandmother, even to puppies. I wouldn't worry. Bobby's been neutered. It only took him a year to forgive me. From the sound of his howling today, I'm not sure he has forgotten, though. So, special occasion? Yes. Maybe. Sorry, I'm running a bit late already. Oh yeah, of course. Didn't mean to keep you waiting. Have a good evening. Yeah, thanks. Take a peek. Imagine Maggie in sexy lingerie. You know what? Damn. Yeah, let's have fun with that. We're here for fun, right? Hey, boy, how are you? Yeah, I know, buddy. I missed you, too. He's got a husky. I could really use a beer right now. Yeah, same here, but I don't have any. Could have bought some, but didn't feel like it. Yeah, it is what it is. Maybe I'll buy some. Maybe I'll buy some in a couple of months. I don't know. It's weird that I say, hey, maybe I'll buy some beer in a couple months. Are you broke? No, I'm not broke. I just don't feel like buying beer right now. Hey, Bobby, would you like a treat? Here you go, buddy. Some yummy tacos. You'll love it. Dude, do not give a dog freaking tacos. Let's see what's new on Setflix. Netflix, boy, there's so many different versions of it that they're using. Olga and her magic tractor. Oh, that sounds good. Hell. Meet Olga, a headstrong young woman trapped in a pedestrian lifestyle. But with the help of her enchanted farming machinery, she may save the world from the tyrannical dystopian future that haunts her dreams. Damn. Actually sounds interesting. Holy shit. Pass. No, I'm really curious. I think that would be really good compared to some of the shit they have on there. Avenging Dionysus. Setting new standards for avant-garde cinema, director Melman Severus Blake brings this in-depth examination of the human condition through the eyes of seven random strangers stuck in a locked bank safe. But is it the room that has them trapped and suffocating, or is it the routine of their boring lifestyles? Can we ever truly be free while we are slave to freedom? Is asphyxiation only a state of mind? From the winner of 12 World Artists Advancing New Knowledge Awards, see the latest direct from the Wank Film Festival. Oh God, no. Geriatric Gigolos. Don't let the high pants and walker fool ya. These four octogenarians are out to have a good time, and they don't have a long time. Philip, Kamal, Oscar, and Bartholomew take us through their lives as elderly gigolos, bringing satisfaction to their fellow senior citizens and living large-ish. They'll keep laying pipe until they lay 6 feet under. Who even comes up with these shows? Domestic Goddess. In this riveting 52-part series, Hannah shows you how your sock drawer is a metaphor for life, and how to achieve everything you desire once you take control of your undergarments. I think I'd rather set my dick on fire than watch that. Hey, Cooper, what's up? Hey, bud, I got a little something cooking. You busy? I'm busy with this beer I'm about to open. Well, if it's your first, keep it closed and drive over here. I got something you need to see. Cooper, if it's your shit again, I'm not interested. No, I've recorded that for posterity. And then managed to push it down the toilet with a potato masher. I hope to fucking God you threw that masher away. Yeah, I mean, of course I did. Coop, throw it away now. But I might need it again. For fuck's sake, I'll buy you another one. Sweet, thanks, man. I have no idea how Camille puts up with you. You know what they say, keep the wife shagged and poorly shod and she'll not wander far. Didn't you have an argument about how much she spent on a pair of Li Bintang heels last week? Well, the first part is right. Anyway, what is it you want to show me? It's a surprise, but you have to bring Delilah here. I don't know, she's been temperamental lately. Well, you haven't been going too hard in her without fresh lubrication, have you? Of course not, only the best for my girl. You washed her recently? Yeah, yesterday. Great, she looks even better now that she's been blown. The blower set me back quite a bit, but I do love a good twin screw. We're still talking about the supercharger, right? That too. The twin screw supercharger was the best thing I ever did for Delilah. Now she launches off the line like a mongoose with ass on fire. Cool, get over here then. I don't know, Coop. I'm kinda tired. Oh, he's tired now. Whittle grim and it's taking 2 hours and then sitting on his ass all day has made him so tired. Did you miss nap time too? You are such an asshole. Yeah, you love me. Stop pretending to be a fucking loser. Shut the fuck up and get over here. Well, since you asked so nicely. Yeah, fuck you very much, princess. Fuck you too, sweetheart. I'll get you a Frappa Mocha bullshit pumpkin fucking mani-pedi latte on the way. You can shove it up your ass for all I care. Just get here. Yeah, see you in a minute. Aw, fuck it. Let's see what trouble you get us into this time, Coop. Alright, Delilah, let's see what Cooper wants. It better not be to drive you, though. I won't share you with anybody. Yo, Grim, not so loud, buddy. What's the matter? Some woman finally tracked you down and left one of your illegitimate offspring on your doorstep? No, just my neighbor's really pissed at me right now. What did you do? Well, I was tending to my garden. What fucking garden? The only thing you've ever grown is mold in your bathtub. Actually, there was that one time I grew... Dude, I swear, if you mention the omelet incident ever again, I'll dent your fucking skull. I'll remember that when I need you to swat around me and fan me down when I get too warm one day. There would be 3 hits. Me hitting you, you hitting the floor, and then me hitting up your mom to comfort her on her loss with some therapeutic anal. You sick fuck. Follow the GPS marker I just sent to you. It'll take us to the place. And I'm gonna tell my mom you said that. Go for it. You know she would rather believe me ever since you tried to blame me for your porn stash she found. I never managed to track down another copy of Crocodile Blondie. Maybe I'll just have to travel to Australia and find the real thing. All you'll find is a drop bear mauling your face off. What's a drop bear? Like a koala, but carnivorous. Drops from trees and feasts on animals, including humans. Fuck, Australia is weird. Yeah. Hold on, so what was this bullshit about you gardening? Well, I was tending to my vegetable patch. You don't have a vegetable patch. Your whole backyard is littered with car parts, oil, and dead grass. That may be, but I've been watching Nigella Horson lately. The ample planter? I've seen her videos. Yeah, she makes gardening genuinely interesting. You just have a thing for busty women in overalls. Don't we all? I make no apologies for good taste. Anyway, I was picking out a spot where my veggie patch would go, and it turns out that right near my neighbor's fence is perfect for citrus. The late sun, heat trapping the warmth, all that stuff. So I was measuring how I wanted it laid out, and I might have glanced over the fence. Uh-huh. While I was driving a stake into the ground. As I was trying to shove it into the soil, she was tanning in her backyard. Yeah, okay. Tell me, is she hot? Well, I mean, I wasn't exactly looking. But if you were in a long blonde hair, tiny waist, and big boobs, you'd probably think she was alright. Uh-huh. And you just happened to be looking over at her. Yeah, pure coincidence. But now she thinks I'm being creepy or something. Right.
You've arrived at your destination.
We're here, sweetheart. An empty car park? What are you trying to do, set up a meth lab? Would that be so bad? Yeah, it'd be really bad. Like breaking the law bad. Have you ever tried meth? No? Then how would you know? The same way I know not to stick my dick in a blender. I don't need to try it to know it won't be something I'd enjoy. Yeah, well, it's not that anyway. Just leave Delilah parked up here and we'll walk down to the staging area. We're going to the theater? Well, la-dee-da, aren't you, Mr. Culture? Better than that, we'll see if we can make some cash. Private property, guys. No tourists welcome. I'm a friend of Toby's. Don't know any geezer called Toby, mate. Fuck's sake, Ron, stop being a dick. I've been here a bunch of times and you've given me the same English geezer gangster routine every time. Just let us in. Hey, use language like that again, son. You wish you hadn't. You done? Yeah. Oi, who's this Muppet? That's Grim. He's here to decide if he wants to gamble or race. What's he here to race? Go-karts? This isn't Kittyland Adventure Park. Well, what a stroke of luck. Otherwise, you'd be under parental supervision taking the short line on the rides. Try that again and then count the teeth you don't have. Just can it, Ronnie. You always do this, damn it. All we have to do is check that they're not trouble or cops. That's it. Come on, bruv. You know, you're gonna know whether he's with the Rozzas or not. Rozzas. See, that's another thing, and I can't stress this enough. You're from Minnesota, not fucking London or whatever part of England you think you are. Just say cops, you dumbass. Well, sorry, Joe, but my improv class has stopped and I need to practice. So, buddy, you're gonna tell me why the fuck you almost bailed on me when I called? I wasn't going to bail. Aw, Cooper, I'm so tired. Don't make me leave my cozy couch for the nasty cold outside. That's what you sounded like. I see Ronnie isn't the only one interested in improv. Don't try and dodge the question. So what's going on? Oh, fuck it. V dropped the DTR conversation on me over dinner. Oh, the define the relationship. Over dinner. Let me guess. It was at her house. She cooked. It was awesome. And you guys fooled around afterward? Yeah. Pretty much. She also talked about us moving in together. You've been together a little while. I figured it might have come up in conversation at some point. I mean, kind of. I think. What did you say? She's okay, but I'm not sure how serious it is. Yeah, I get it. You do? Yeah, I once met a chick who wouldn't do anal until we were official. I think she was from some repressive cult or something. Every time we talk, I expect exactly this, but I'm still shocked at how surprised I am. Okay, but how does that all fit in with Allison and Lily? What do you mean? Well, with your job, the situation with Veronica, and being a divorced dad, will Allison make things difficult if she knows what you're up to? I don't know, bro, but I'm trying to be better, you know? If Allison sees I'm a better dad and a better man, maybe she'll cool off a bit. Grim, if you think she'll take you back, get rid of that thought, buddy. She's probably getting railed by the guy who does her lawns right now. Why do I even fucking talk about this shit with you, Coop? I don't like that answer. She seems kind of numb to it all anyway. Yeah, she's always been an icicle. Old vinegar tits could take the fun out of any room. Hey, I'm not a fan of hers, but she's still Lily's mother. Don't let her hear you talk about her like that. Sorry, bro. I just mean I wouldn't want to fuck her with your dick. Here we are, my boy. The old postal airstrip, home of the Crazy Delta Street Racing Team. Crazy Deltas? They sound like a sorority for kids whose mother's diet consists only of gin and smoked salmon. Huh? No, they're local. They have some big meat sometimes, but tonight it's just a few challengers. If they do well, they might join the team. They do have some nice whips, though. That Taipan looks like it could eat up the road. Always with the muscle cars. Big engine, rear wheel drive, and stable as a cafeteria table. Don't tell me you like the rice rocket. Hey, I'm a tech guy. It's obvious I like it when they put some thought into a car, rather than trying to make it a container for more explosions. You would make an explosion in your pants if you floored it in a car like Taipan. Now, can you tell when the exhaust sounds like a wet fart anyway? Excuse me. How can you tell when the exhaust sounds like a wet fart anyway? Maybe one of yours. You have an asshole like a trombone. You should see a doctor about that. Maybe you need to put a plug in there or something. I bet that if I farted in your ear, you couldn't tell the difference between that and the car you're rubbing one out to. Okay, smartass. Let's chat with my guy Toby over there and put a few wagers on. We'll see who can tell a race car from a shitbox. I only need to bet against you and I'll surely make a profit. Huh, a message from an unknown number? Sort it out. I'm gonna chat with the bookie. Hi, Professor. Just want to say that you got nice eyes. Who the fuck is Allison? Bet this Allison bitch didn't have these. Well now. I speak it all the time. I can content a verb and what? Okay, I've typed like that before, so I understand. Also, no adjectives and all. Young lady, this is highly inappropriate. Are you one of my students? Still don't know? Try this one. Damn. It's 2-for-1 drinks. Do you like cocktails? Damn, those aren't too bad. They're real and they are spectacular. I gotta go shake them on the floor now. Just so you know, I will suck your dicks one day. Or his disc. Disc. I don't recommend sucking a disc. That might not be a good experience. Bye, Professor. That was weird as hell. Well, these surely weren't V's boobs. Looks like I've got a drunk student that might be a bit embarrassed in our next class. But damn, that was a good wreck. I'll save that pic for academic purposes. Grim, stop texting your grandma and get over here. A bet is a bet. It ain't my fault you bet on a loser. It doesn't count as a bet if the car didn't even make it off the line. You pays your money, you takes your chances. A bet is a bet from the time you make a bet. Go blame the driver. See if they'll give you your money back. Fuck you. You can't afford me, especially when I got your money. Be gone. Ronnie, Joe, we got a broke bitch here. Take him out. Sure thing. Outside, you dumbass. He's broke, but he'll bring more money another day. Oh, but we just locked up. The main races are about to start. What sort of whiny hard man are you? Just get him out of my sight. But don't shoot his ass. He'll be back making bad investments next week, and I don't mind taking his role. Sure thing, boss. Hey, Grim, was it? I like how you didn't take any bullshit from Ronnie before. He can be a pain in my ass sometimes, but he's okay. I just don't like someone trying to bully me. Yeah, exactly. There's sharks and there's shark food. I think you got some shark in you. I think I'm Pisces, but I don't really keep up with that stuff. Funny guy. Oh, and one more thing. I can't bet on these races, but if I were to, I might consider putting some cash on Chris and the Jackdaw. The yellow one in the last race. Oh, really? Yeah. Her old man owns a performance shop. Chris might be a rich kid slumming it right now, but I've seen her drive in the circuit events in the city. She's better than what they got here. Plus, she has the cash to put some good horses under the hood, too. Nice, I'll keep that in mind. Don't forget your sources. Hey, share and share alike, I say. So boys, we got 3 more races for the night. We're doing straight half-mile sprints. Stand and start, no hookups. Who could I even hook up with here? It's all guys. It means no doing burnouts to lay down rubber to get better grip off the line. My man knows the lingo. You win, you double your money. You lose, it's mine. So who you got? I got 200 on me. I can match that. We could just bet against each other. Yeah, but we might bet on the same car. Plus, Toby might think it's rude. So what if it's rude? Look, I know I'm usually the hothead, but if we can avoid making the gangsters angry, I'd appreciate that. Yeah, that makes sense. You notice that the Taipan driver is swapping over a programmable hand unit in the car. They usually control the fuel-air mixture mapping. If he's swapping it, he's still tuning the car. It might not be in race spec. So who did you pick? I'm on the Taipan. Yeah, hard to go past that one. Fuck. Damn it. Can't believe that driver shat the bed. Sounded like they shut off before they could even throw a piston through the block. Yeah, but if the fuel cuts off, the whole thing will need to be retuned. Better than having to replace the engine. True. Doesn't help us, though. Is that old dude okay? Look at that ocelot, though. Classic beauty. It's old enough to have been built by Moses. They made cars to last back then. They made bricks to last, too. Just put wheels on one and call it an ocelot. The Zero GT looks mean, though. You don't usually like Japanese cars. I like them a lot more than British cars designed by some peasant in between Viking raids. Maybe we can add some underglow to your truck. Maybe you can eat shit. Ooh, touchy. Perhaps a rear wing the size of a commercial airliner will make you happy? I'm gonna enjoy seeing you lose money. You look over at the two cars lined up, waiting for their turn to race. The older driver in the ocelot looks a bit unsteady on his feet. He's sucking down the coffee like his life depends on it. Is he actually okay? The other driver is just impatiently twisting his tires side to side. Experience matters. I bet on the old guy in the ocelot. That fat old guy is carrying more extra weight than the whole Zero GT. He looks familiar, though. I think I've seen him somewhere. Yeah, probably lining up at the donut store. But with a rear-mounted engine, that'll balance out the weight distribution and keep all four wheels on the ground. That might be the dumbest thing to ever come out of your mouth. If you blew me, my dick would be the smartest thing to come out of yours. You must simply hate money. God damn, that thing is loud. Must be running a straight pipe. Look at those tires, they're racing slicks. Aw, fuck, that's no vintage ocelot. It's a fucking resto mod race car. Your shitty luck at work once again. Boy, that old man is catching up. Good lord, that old man flew. I'm gonna buy that driver a drink. I think he'd be better off with a coffee. Anyway, I've dropped half my roll already tonight. Keep the money in your pocket. It's not your night. Nah, it's all good. I got 100 left. I'll put it all on whatever you're betting on. I'm not doing all that great. You're doing better than me. Ender Jackdaw is a good car, but it's much older than Epic. The R-Spec came out of the factory with a hell of a lot more horsepower, but the Jackdaw's become a favorite of the car mod scene because of how roomy its engine bay is. You can fit a lot of upgrades and the extra cooling to go with it. Jackdaw. So who are we on? The Jackdaw. You can bet the car has a ton of aftermarket parts squeezed into it. No racer ever leaves it stock. Let's fucking hope so. Plus, Joe told me the driver's some rich kid looking to get into pro racing. Is he any good? It's a she, and no idea. But her dad owns a performance shop, so she's probably got all sorts of shit under that hood. We're betting on a chick driver? Well, feminism marches on, I guess. We did it, buddy! Settle down, you just broke even. Breaking even is better than being broke! Okay, well, lunch is on you next week. Huh? Why? Because it was my pick that won. You know what? I'm not even mad. It's a date. I have expensive tastes, you know. Beer and wings at Honkers? Deal. Hell yeah. You boys okay? More made out like a bandit. By the way, your tip was spot on. Well, don't forget to return the favor one day. For sure, I'll even buy you a beer next time. See, that's what I like, a man who knows what respect is. Anyway, I didn't do so well. It goes like that some days, that's why they call it gambling. Well, at least I didn't lose all of it. I like you boys, so a friendly word of advice. I hope you know your classics. Yeah, kinda. I'm seeing an English professor after all. I have the first 30 issues of Shot Pull Comics. You know what Shakespeare said about money? Neither a borrower nor a lender be. My man, that's the word. Some guys will ask for cash. Give it to them and you won't see it again. It's not great, but no real harm. There'll be some real harm if someone welches on a loan of mine. You got that right. Some of the guys take their debts even more seriously. Keep that in mind if you owe debts around here, because they will collect, one way or another. Honest Toby seemed okay. He can afford to be. He pays guys like Ronnie and me to make sure that he gets what's owed to him. I like you guys, but a job is a job. If I gotta come to collect, I will. Sounds intense. Nah, I'm hard but fair. You don't want to meet Rosie. Toby won't send him unless he can't collect any other way. Guy's an animal. Well, we both have money in our pockets. We're all good for now. Good, keep it that way and you'll have a great time. Especially with the big weekend events. Nicer cars, bigger bets, nicer scenery too. They're not held at old airstrips? He means girls, dumbass. Yup, plenty of tail around. If you got some charm, might even get some attention. Of course, if you got a decent ride and know how to use it, you'll get a lot more. We got some skills. Well then, hope we can see you there. You will. Oh, okay. Hi, Grim. Thanks for coming around today. You were so passionate. It was amazing. I'm sitting on the same couch you fucked me on. I can still smell your scent. I can close my eyes and feel your arms around me, your breath on my neck, your chest under my fingertips. It's getting me all worked up. I knew there was a dirty girl underneath that prissy professor attitude. Oh, did you now? Of course. I knew it from day one. Maybe I'm even dirtier than you think. Show me. What? Show me how dirty you can be. Show me now. Oh, okay. I like it when you take control. Oh, you got my attention. Really? Already? I thought I would at least have to show you something like this. Oh, there we go. She's outside. Just nipples? That's all you're showing? Tell me what it feels like. It's like I can still feel the heat of your body next to me, surrounding me. As if it was your tongue on my skin. Do you want to see what I'm doing now? Hell yeah, I do. Have I made you excited? Yes. Show me. V, I'm in a car park, walking to my car. If you show me yours, I'll show you mine. Okay, give me a second. Hey, Coop, meet me by the car. I need to take a leak. Right, I forgot you had the bladder of a child. Okay. You do have money that you gotta keep track of. I guess you can't do anything else. Better than being hung like a child. You better hope your mother doesn't hear you talk that way about me. Why? She won't like you disrespecting her future husband. Just meet me by the car. Bloop. There you go, V. Oh, you're back. I've started without you. I love seeing you hard. It gets my imagination going on what I want to do with it and what you've already done to me with it. See? Ooh. Wow, V. That's so hot. Grim, I can barely hold the phone. Tell me what you'd do to me if you were here. I would throw that robe open right away and devour every inch of you. You've made me work. That would really work, wouldn't it? See the girl and you're like, yeah, bleh, I fucked that up. No. You've made me way too worked up to take my time. Just ravish me in a fit of lust. Throw me on the couch and push yourself inside me harder and faster. Like some sort of animal thrusting deeper with your big hard cock. Grim, I want to feel you inside me so bad right now. How badly? I want you to feel every bit of me, and I want to bite down on your shoulder. But she didn't say bite down on his cock. Ooh. As you push even deeper inside me. Yeah, she's doing things with the phone now. Oh, fuck, Grim, I just came so hard. Show me. Yep. Wow. Holy moly, look at that. I mean, great big pair of titties right there. And feet for the feet people. Whoops. Damn, and here I am with no relief. If you were here now, I'd help with that. I have to drive Cooper home. Oh well, I guess you'll just have to save it until you're over here again. Good night. Alright, and that's all we're gonna do of Race of Life for this week. Don't worry, Race of Life is coming back. I want to make it a weekly thing. I like this one. This is one that I probably should have done with DP because the jokes would have him laughing his fucking ass off. These are the kind of jokes that we would say back in the day. Like the... That's why the Deadpool humor works for us, right? Like the... Just... We watched the Deadpool kind of stuff and laugh our asses off. Old Saturday Night Live. Just the shit that they used to say. Just hilarious shit. But, you know, we're doing being a dick, so that's going to be the bigger game that you kind of want him there for anyway, because he's really interested in it. I mean, I held off a whole fucking week just so he could be in there to do the commentary, because that's just been a thing since we started Dick. And we're now in, like, almost the end of the third season. So, alright, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time with more Race of Life. We got a premiere coming up. I'm out.